Good Friday morning to you.
What are you going
to
wear on casual Friday?
I'm not going to wear tight clothes that, you know, I can't breathe in. Nobody does
it better. It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so. Nobody does it
better. And especially this weekend, it's Mardi Gras weekend, 102.5 KEZK. So I know a lot of people are into Mardi Gras. I'm not really one of them, but you know what I mean? I enjoy it from afar at this point.
And you know what? It's going to be one of those weekends with good weather.
Oh,
it's just going to be nuts down there.
Here's what I don't understand is, actually used to be in this situation, people that live in Soulard,
yes,
how they deal with that.
It
would drive me crazy.
it kind of makes you nuts, but then you just plan for it in advance and you just say, all right, I'm not going to be able to get out of my own, you know, parking spot between this time and this time. I did get caught in that one year, you're right, and I had forgotten that, and I had to get to work, and I could not.
Man.
I finally had to have a police officer come and kind of part the waters of people.
We used to do a lot of things when the radio stations were down there, and I saw things that I never thought I would see in public.
Yeah.
You know,
in
St. Louis especially. Look, I get it. If that's your thing, then have at it. And we're going to be talking about it this morning. There's just lots to do down there. But this is all coming from a guy who gets irritated if someone knocks on the door after 7 p.m.
So, right,
you know what I mean? I feel like I've reached that stage.
Yeah.
It's not a get off my lawn thing, unless, of course, you're deciding that you want to use the lawn for things this weekend in Soulard that you shouldn't be using.
Yes.
Then get off my lawn. Sue, you know what that music means.
Oh, it's Mardi Gras.
It means Greg was searching for Mardi Gras music.
Yes.
5 minutes ago. No, it's a big weekend. It's the 41st annual Mardi Gras Parade, Soulard. The theme for tomorrow's parade, the blues, as in St. Louis blues.
Oh, that's cool.
Bernie Federko is the unofficial king of the Mardi Gras Parade.
I love it.
And the blues, they're going to be throwing out beads. What's the word I'm looking for? A float.
I'm like, I don't know. You just said that's
early.
Hilarious.
Yeah, no, they have a float in the parade. And just a lot of fun. Remember, though, Soulard, people live there. It's a neighborhood, so
be kind. That would be great.
So it gets started. The parade starts at 11. You can take Metrolink. You don't want to park down there because there really are no parking spots. So you got to work that out. You can. There are all kinds of places to park, and then take a shuttle or take Metrolink or whatever it is. Just don't try to drive into Soulard and expect to park, okay?
You know, we've got the usual ramp closures for that, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to get into that this morning. Also, and we'll talk about it a little later on, Sunday, St. Louis welcomes professional football back to town. The Battle Hawks.
I love this.
The home opener. We'll get into that. Sue's here now in the Goodwill Traffic Center. Professional football returns to St. Louis. The St. Louis Battle Hawks. The home opener.
I hear that we're selling that really well.
Oh, it's sold out.
Yeah, and that some tickets are being resold for, you know, even more.
Wow. Well, they're not selling tickets. I don't think they're selling tickets way up high. They're just selling the lower and mid levels. So
well,
it's like,
correct.
So I think a sellout for the Battle Hawks is like 25, 27,000
or something. Yeah, maybe eventually they'll open it up. We'll see how it goes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Sunday, 2 o'clock, the New York Renegades in town. And there's a lot going on beforehand. The Battle March, they're calling it. That kicks off at 10:45 Sunday morning. Battle Hawks at the Convention Plaza. There's all kinds of, like, tailgating parties downtown. All the info online for you at KEZK.com. 102.5 KEZK. I believe that's the video, Sue, that got an admiral demoted. Remember, Cher, she did that video?
Oh, that's right, with the ribbon outfit on the boat.
On the aircraft carrier.
Oh,
I don't believe that's allowed by the Navy.
I think we learned that, yes.
Yes, we did. It's time for the Hollywood Burrito. Let's get to it. New movies out this weekend. The Call of the Wild. It's based on the classic Jack London novel.
Okay. Well, you remember reading that as a kid, right?
Yes, of course. The sled dog.
Here's what's crazy. I saw an interview, I guess it was on CBS Sunday Morning. The dog in that movie is completely CGI, is fake.
Oh, okay.
So they've got a guy, you know, with all the green dots doing it. So Harrison Ford's like, yeah, I had to have somebody to talk to. But it's crazy.
So we have that. And then another film called Impractical Jokers, the movie. Paula Abdul gives the guys three tickets to a Miami party so the four of them compete in hidden camera challenges. This is a movie?
Well, I'm sure it's... I don't think it's...
absolutely no sense.
This is not aimed at us.
No, I think you're right about
yes.
that.
Yes.
John Peters reportedly back with the ex-fiance he left to marry Pamela Anderson. Less than 3 weeks after his quickie marriage to Pam. You know, I think John is struggling with this whole relationship thing.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, you know, married for like 2 weeks, but not officially married. Never really went through with the ceremony.
Oh, boy.
Late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Matthew McConaughey, Jimmy Kimmel, Harrison Ford, Stephen Colbert, the Broadway cast of Tina, the Tina Turner musical.
Oh, that's awesome.
What Greg and Sue up to on the radio? They've just been going nuts. Do you hear me, people?
Oh, loud and clear. That was my daughter, Romy, who is 11 years old today.
Oh, I hope she has a great day.
I do, too. We love her so much. This girl makes me laugh every day, Sue.
Oh,
so funny.
That's wonderful.
She shares her special day, by the way, with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who's 41. Oh, wait a minute here. Grandma, please, if you will.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Do whatever you want today. It's your day.
Oh, I love Grandma.
How about that?
Hey, lots going on this weekend. Mardi Gras in Soulard. We've got the Battle Hawks on Sunday. So much happening around town. Find out more. It's KEZK.com/events. So a 9-year-old boy was being bullied at school. Actor Hugh Jackman not having it.
Clayton, you are stronger than you know, mate. And no matter what, you've got a friend in me. So everyone, let's please be kind to each other. Bullying is not okay, period. Life is hard enough. So let's just remember every person in front of us is facing some kind of battle. So let's just be kind.
Yeah, amen. Words to live by. Hugh Jackman, what a great guy. So many celebrities have come out in support of this boy who, I guess his mother had posted something on Twitter about it. I mean, that's like the best of social media, the best way to use it, where people come together to support one another,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's nice.
You can read that full story online at KEZK.com. Busy weekend around town. We've got Mardi Gras. We've got the Battle Hawks playing on Sunday. Sue, we have a Bulldog show in town as well.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Now, tell us about this. Where is it? How do we get involved?
Well, it's a Bulldog Club of Greater St. Louis. It's a specialty show. So it's a show with only Bulldogs, and they're learning how to be shown, and little puppies and adults, and it's all... It's really out in Eureka.
Oh, and okay.
You can find it online, and it's near Six Flags, the Holiday Inn out there.
If I don't have a bulldog, can I still come by? And...
Yeah, you may, right, but you'll want to
No, sir, you can't come.
Everybody but
you're not allowed.